Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open your mouth as we enter in this morning. Come on, everybody. Come on, church. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every time we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we can't thank you, Lord, for your ship. We thank you, oh God. We thank you that we did not seek to sleep or death on last night, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving you angels watch over us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, at least we dash our foot against the storm. Oh, Lord, we thank you all today, oh God, that you kept our children, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you kept our family members from the God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you that you remembered us on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you this day, oh God, to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit will witness to our spirit, hallelujah, the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And we believe in him, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come believing on this morning. Hallelujah. We come, oh God, on one accord. Hallelujah. Combining our faith, oh God, that you're moving, oh God, concerning everything. Hallelujah. That we're concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we petition our prayer, oh God, let healing take place, amen. Let deliverance take place. Let your divine provisions, oh God, be for our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, oh God. My Lord, we pray, oh God, for divine intervention right now, that you would divinely intervene. To turn it all around for our good. Lord, we pray for the right position for our life, oh God. Lord, we need to be, hallelujah, all that you call us to be. But Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will position us to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine honor in our life, amen. When things are out of order, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, to put those things in order. Hallelujah, be your name, God. Oh, Lord, when we've been weak, oh God, we pray for strength on today, oh God. Let us receive supernatural strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment and growth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, have your way right now. Walk every house, sit in every car, touch every heart and mind of your children this day, oh God. We come to be changed this morning, amen. We don't come here to be the same, amen. We come to be changed right here and right now. By faith, we believe and receive our change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will with your own will, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your will be done, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven, amen. We give you this day, oh God, in all the days of our life, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let us receive, oh God, our daily bread. That our spiritual bellies will be full, oh God. That we will eat up the word all day, every day. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Matthew 7:21, hallelujah. Out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, we're creating us a clean heart right now. A broken and contrite heart. A right heart. A repentance in all our ways. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let nothing be done in strife or wrangling, but in lowliness of mind. Know that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said, and Psalm 42 went through to him as the dear pastor. From the water books up. So our soul pass with thee, oh God. Our soul pass with you, hallelujah, hallelujah. For you, the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires. Yet you're tied to the cross of the Lord, God. I'm already in my flesh crying out for the living God. Lord, we come crying out even long today. Lord, let this be our hearts cry. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that fire burn every Christian in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold with our free spirit. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Lord, let hallelujah, Lord, there be any wicked way in us. Let it be exposed right now and take it out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, no evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Hallelujah. Circumcise our hearts today, oh God. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. Let hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. That we sing praises to you all day. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, create us a heart of worship, oh God. For we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifting of our heads. And we thank you, Lord God. Higher, 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 higher. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Make our life be a living sacrifice. According to Romans 5:22, a sweet savory aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life. And through you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. We come to you out in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew our right spirit within us right now, that the mind of Christ arise within us in all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to all that you are. Hallelujah, we ask that true praise and worship come forth right now for the inner man, that our worship in our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. All glory and honor belongs to you. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God, hallelujah, is birthed in us and is manifest in his glorious presence right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, just for the face, thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, that, hallelujah, that we can commune with you right now and it's taking place right here on this line today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare on the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we live, move, and have our being in you. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, Lord, move mighty on today, oh God. Lord, we come confessing our sins right now, oh God. For your word says in 1 John 1:9, oh God, we confess our sins. That you're faithful and just to forgive us for all our sins and unrighteousness. So we receive our forgiveness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you cleanse us and wash us. In the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh, Lord, we pray right now. We lift up the Washington family. We lift up the Dudley family, oh, God. Oh, Lord, move mighty, oh, God, and the Scott family, the Madden family, the Matthew family, oh, God, the Huffman family, oh, God, the Green family, hallelujah, the Northern family, oh, God. Move mighty, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help those in our families right there to come to know your God, that they too may be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us on today. We come to receive your help, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and pray your goodness already through and about our lives. We're not moved by what we see, hear, smell, or touch, or taste. We're not moved by the reason. We're only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice and we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strange according to John 10:27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth according to Psalm 112:2. Lord Jesus, we ask you to expand in us your territories, oh God. Fill us and increase, oh God, in the Holy Spirit, in the anointing with power. We declare and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, by faith, we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare because we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us. The greatest he that in us and he that's in the world. That we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered all things. things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to lead us in path of righteousness, God, for your name's sake, oh, God. We bless you, we praise and worship you, God. We commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, help us, hallelujah, we ask, God, help us to teach you my own labor, God. We give up our faith this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of heaven. My Lord, my God, touch the pastor today, oh, God. Touch the minister today, oh, God, that you are ordained, oh, God, your prophet and your prophetess, your apostles, oh, God, your preachers and teachers, oh, God. Touch us all on today, oh, God, that we may speak your word and not our own word, oh, God, that change will come in the church, oh, God. My God, oh, God, that, hallelujah, that your children will be healed, delivered, and set free, oh, God. We will do great, hallelujah, that Jesus did, because he's given us the power to do so, to turn them astray from scorpions and serpents, and we shall not be harmed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been empty. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us right now. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal and the passion and the desire to serve God. Renew us right now, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask, incubate us with our fire of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every hand of power goes to the right place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever the devil has put limitations on, that we will not have the power of God on our life right now. We break those limitations right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crown of victory right now. Victory over our health, victory over our marriages, victory over our children, victory over our finances, victory over our ministry, victory over our minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, have your will, Holy Spirit of the living God. We come against every hidden spirit on the line today. Every gossiping spirit, every spirit of limitation, frustration, procrastination. Right now, we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of distraction. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of lust and perversion, of adultery. We come against the spirit of, hallelujah, of divorce. We come against the spirit of anger, of wrath. Hallelujah, we come against the spirit of disobedience. We come against every bitter spirit. Spirit of rejection right now. Spirit of wrath. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of the Jews on the brethren. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, and poverty, affliction, inflammation, and viruses. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of poverty, love, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of oppression and depression, worry, fear, and doubt. Oh, we command you to cease your works and die at the Holy Cross. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power of sovereign and love. And we must treat it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift your hands up. Whatever you need from God, lift your hands up and receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If it's healing that you need, receive healing right now. If it's deliverance that you need, receive it right now. If it's provision that you need, receive it right now. If it's hope that you need, receive it right now. If it's peace that you need, receive it right now. If it's instruction that you need, receive it right now. If it's direction that you need, receive it right now. If it's patience that you need, receive it right now. What kind of emotion, Kyle? The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, seeking first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You shall receive their house, Kyle. If you are seeking God today, you shall receive those things because the Bible says it declares that all things, not some things, but all things shall come to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, for your word says that you keep us in perfect peace, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Help us to lean not to our own understanding, oh God, but trust you, oh God, in all ways. We just want to say thank you all today, oh God. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word, that we will know who you are, oh God. How that we will know who we are. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we're children of God. Call us to the kingdom of God. Amen. All of them are here to come up to the seat of the world of God. Hallelujah. That we have access to the kingdom. Amen. And we shall receive us. We declare to God, no more devil. We will listen to you. You're a whisper in your heart, for you are the hope of God. We declare to God that today we're going to believe the report of the Lord our God. Amen. That we're healed and liver blessed. That we have no lack. That our marriage is strong and private. In the name of Jesus Christ. That we're loved and we're greater than love. God. And we just pray for you, Lord. Remember, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, increase the love of the day. Hallelujah. That we'll always be loving. And we'll always know that you've been a place of forgiveness. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, that you forgive us, and we are also willing to forgive us to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We declare the Christian state to be blessed. We declare the Christian state to be victorious. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We will not be denied. We will not take any substitutes. My Lord, my God, we thank you, God, that all spiritual talents will be rewarded. That we can see, hallelujah, beyond the natural into the supernatural. We thank you, God, that our ears have been unstopped. That we can hear from you, oh God. Hallelujah, we do not follow the voice of strangers. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We call upon you even more today, oh God. Hey, God, we thank you on you today, oh God. That you will move, 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 oh God. That only you can move right now.
Touch her ears, oh God. Let's stop her ears, oh God, so she can hear from you, oh Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, make it clear, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Touch my heart and mind, oh God. In the body of my husband this day, oh God. Bring healing to his mind, strength to his soul, oh God. Lord, restore every organ, every soul, every ligament, oh God. Every muscle, every tissue, every nerve. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, and all the lives today, oh God. We pray for restoration this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by faith, we receive restoration of all things. Amen. We declare the crown and sword and shall be another way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we know you can do it, oh God. We come asking, oh Lord, do it for us, oh God. As a man said to you in the Bible, if you're willing, hallelujah, you can heal me. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I'm willing. If a man became well, we receive that filling up for the end. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, as the woman with the issue of bread reached out, and she said to herself, if I can just touch the heel of this garment, I will be made well. Let us have it today, oh God. As we reach out on the day by faith, let you heal and hurt you. Hallelujah, call it to our eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, release the ball of Gilead. We just want to say, thank you. My Lord, my God, we bless your name as we come to the mountain of Zion today to receive our blessings, oh God. We decree and declare our children are blessed. Our children are healed. They are delivered and sacred and protected. We thank you for your hands of protection around us, right there, oh God. The deliver of preparation of penetration, God. Oh, shut it, oh God. Lord, you are a liar, you are a liar. You are always in the heart of God. We decree and declare, we don't listen to the devil. But we listen to what God is saying today. Hallelujah. In all the days of our life, we declare and declare we are blessed and are going out and coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We don't talk and not beneath us. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. Hallelujah. That all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you, Father God, for divinely intervening on today, oh God, and turning it all around. We're walking on today by faith. Like Jesus walked on the water. You got to know you have that kind of power. If you have that kind of faith, you can tread upon scorpions. You can walk on the sea that's raging. And it shall not move you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you can now have a made-up mind. Don't become with a made-up mind on today. So believe and trust in you for all things. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. But yet and still we thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Bible says that God is on our side. So Lord, we thank you that you're on our side. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It don't matter who left your side. But Lord, God is on your side. Your side, oh shut up. If you're not on the right side today, hallelujah. I want to advise you and be blessed. If you come on to the side where God is. Because if God be for you, Bible says, who can be against you? My Lord, my God, help you. You are against God, who can be for you? I said, I'm on my side today. My God, my God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. No, we're with you all the way. No matter what it looks like. If you don't do anything else, you're already done enough. When you sit your son to die for us, that we don't have salvation. So we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my Lord, we bless your name, God. Help us to see, hallelujah. Those of us that have been operating in spiritual blindness, oh God. Help us to see, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us to hear what you're saying to us, oh God. To speak what your word says, oh God. Help us to move according to your word, oh God, not according to the flesh, oh God. Help us on today, oh God, when we get weak, oh God. We know that our strength is found in you, for the joy of our strength is in the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us, oh God, to stand in your promise, oh God, that they shall not fail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We declare and declare, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that all that we prayed on today, that God is already moving, he's already answering, amen. We just got to believe it and we walk in it on today, amen. We declare and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ that the word that we're going forth on today is already blessed, amen. It's already doing what it's supposed to do, as it comes out the mouth of a minister this day, hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ without judgment, amen. Without gossip, just receive it. Hallelujah, what's the need from it? That's going to carry you through, carry you on. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. We declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed. That we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe.
Amen.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, church. Let's give God some praise on today. Amen. It's nothing that we did. It's nothing that we did that kept us here. It's nothing that we said, hallelujah. It's nothing that we paid, amen. It's not where we went, amen. Hallelujah, it's God, he did it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you realize that there's nothing that you did that kept you here today, it ain't you that kept your heart something, amen. It ain't you that kept your mind in the right place, amen. It ain't you that made your body able, amen. I want you to know only God did it, amen. We just thank God for remembering us on today, amen, that we did not sleep the sleep of death, amen. Hallelujah. Got so much to be thankful for because somebody took their last breath up this morning when you got up. Amen. Somebody's heart stopped beating this morning when you got up. Amen. Somebody's body was not able to move after bed when you was able to get up and move. Amen. They had to have somebody to assist them out. But God has kept you. Amen. You got so much to shout. You are already a walking, living testimony. If you're looking for a testimony, look in the mirror today. Hallelujah. Testify the goodness of the Lord. Yes. Lord, I come with a word in my mouth today. Repent and be saved and turn to Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, why are you still outside?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you know so many left? They thought they had more time.
Hallelujah.
But why you still have time? Why you still have breath in your body? Life, come on now. Why you still have time?
Amen.
You hear me say this all the time. We do not make time.
Uh-huh.
We take the time that God gives us. And if he don't give it to us, we can't take it.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my God, bless everyone on today. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of us are happy to be here on today and knowing that God is omnipotent and omnipresent right here on the line today, that he's moving? Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now, that you can move. Hallelujah. So many people say, I was touched. Hallelujah. When I heard the word of the Lord, they weren't in the same place, but because they came, hallelujah, believing, they came to receive, they came operating. We got to be on one accord. They did not receive the Holy Spirit, and one was over here, one was over there. They was on one accord by faith.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand it wasn't just because they was in the upper room together. They was on one accord by faith, believing in that what they were waiting to receive.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, hallelujah. My God, we have to come.
Hallelujah.
We have to come together on one accord, believing, amen, operating in faith, combining our faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we come today with that kind of faith.
Yes, Lord.
If you come today with that kind of faith, amen, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So that we can receive. We can all receive, not just one or two
amen.
Or three, but all receive. It didn't just say some receive. All receive in the upper room, hallelujah, on one accord. Pray it.
Amen.
For what Jesus said would come.
Yes, Lord.
Can we do that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you all can hear us good. We're excited.
Hallelujah.
The fire of the Holy Ghost is upon us right now. Hey, come on.
Yes.
I'm telling you today, I saw the Holy Ghost. I'm so grateful. I'm thankful for all that God has done. See, sometimes we get in a place of selfishness. Hallelujah. I become self-righteous. My God. But when you can see that, I repent and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You know. My Lord, my God, children of God, we thank you all. Welcome today. Welcome,
yes.
Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning.
Amen.
This is such a glorious day.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and rejoice evermore and be exceedingly glad evermore.
Yes, Lord.
Because our God is good,
yes.
So good to us.
Yes.
He's been so good to us more than we can ever count. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Countless victories, countless battles that God has fought for you and won.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we shall rejoice and be glad in this day.
Yes.
Amen. Welcome every single one here. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And Apostle Tawanika Manning, we are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas.
Yes, and we would like to personally welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We thank you all for welcoming us into your homes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you here with us. We would like for you to press 1 on your phone, press 1, so we can recognize you. You know, let us know who you are, where you're from. I mean, if you're from here or wherever you're from, if you are in need of prayer, this is the perfect time to come to God in prayer, you know, for your prayer petitions. Amen. Amen. We'd like to welcome every single family member, every single friend, Minister Darvina Dudley. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much. We see you here in church this morning. So I would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service here with us. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you. If you do have any prayer requests, anyone that does have any prayer requests, you know, do press 1. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We're so excited. Amen. What God is doing as we approach this Thanksgiving week coming up. We're just so excited.
Yes,
amen. God is really moving, and we want all to receive. We don't want nobody to be left behind. You got to forgive. You have to forgive.
Uh-huh.
If you're always in that place of loving, that means you're in a place of forgiveness.
That's right.
Amen. Because how you going to love and not forgive?
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus. Then we're going to prepare for our communion today. As you know, on Sunday mornings at our 10 a.m. service, we always take communion. We thank God that we can come and commune with him. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection by Brother Joel, and then we're going to enter in.
You have an opportunity to have a testimony.
Oh, amen. We're going to hear your testimony. Pastor Dorothy Manny has a testimony. So before we get this song from our brother Joe Washington from New York, New York, we're going to let Pastor Manny give us his testimony. If you have a testimony this morning, we want to hear from you. Amen. And then we're going to enter into communion right after the song. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. I thank God this morning, you know, for being so good to me. And I want to share my testimony here about what God is, what he's doing. You know, this morning I got up this morning and I was just as stiff as a board. I mean, can't move. Had to get my wife to help me to get out of the bed. You know, and this happened to me. I was feeling like this yesterday. I mean, just out of nowhere, you know, this pain just caused me just to feel stiff all the way from the middle of my back, all the way around my waist, all the way down, you know, to my feet. But here it is. I just want to tell every single body, you know, trust. And when you go to God in prayer about anything, knowing that he's going to do what you ask him to do, you know, he will do it. You know, here it is. I actually had, well, just moments ago, I had to have a cane. You know, we do props and stuff inside of we have a play. That we do. So, I mean, there are some things, you know, where we dress up and there's this cane. I was like, you know, I got to use this cane. So here it is. I'm depending on the cane to be able to move around just so I can be able to go to the front and go to the back. But here at this moment, my wife began to pray. And when she began to pray, I began to pray with her. So right in this moment while she was praying, and then I began to pray with her, I realized that pain that was in my back, it started to subside. It started to go away.
Hallelujah.
The cane, I had threw the cane down, you know, on the floor. Like, I don't need this cane anymore. What I need is prayer.
Amen.
Because when you pray to God about anything, when two or three people come together praying to God about anything,
yes,
it don't matter if your back is all stiff as a board. It don't matter if you have some type of sickness or something going on. It don't matter if you upset or if you're angry. It don't matter if your finances have been touched. When you make a decision to go to God in prayer and lay it all down at his feet, hallelujah,
amen,
these things will happen. And it won't take a long time for it to happen right then and there.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless every single one.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
And I want to say one thing he can do is he moved by faith because he came right by me and he grabbed my hand to put it on his back. So you got to believe. So we was on one accord. He was believing. He came to receive. So you got to understand, before Jesus could do anything, David, you had to believe because he asked for it. Do you believe?
Tell him what I'm doing now.
He up and he moving.
Hallelujah.
He moving around now.
He wasn't moving like that.
He wasn't. He wasn't.
Getting up. I
needed
some help to get up and
get up. And look at you. Yes, glory to God.
I started to heal my body right then when I started believing what he had already done.
Amen.
I realized that he had already healed me 2,000.
Jesus.
I started thinking about what was going on right now. I started thinking about what had already went on. Hallelujah.
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 Now I can shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I can rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Now I can leap.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God is so good.
Amen.
So worthy.
Can we pray? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We got to have our song selected by Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Stay with us here. Welcome, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today. And God is good. I heard that testimony. There was some testimony. Hello?
Amen, 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 yes.
Oh,
we can hear you, amen.
God bless you.
God is so good. I want you to know that he's good. God can heal anything.
Yeah.
No, he's just a wonderful God. For anybody that don't believe me, I dare you to try him. And I wanted to say, as Doug said, as Reverend Manning was saying, you know, I have a nephew. I was intent to call in and tell you, but some kind of way, you know, I couldn't get in there. He's in the hospital, and he's having procedures on his heart. His name is Larry Carter, and he's in the hospital. And, you know, every heart surgery is serious because he's in his late 60s, you know. And I want everybody to pray for him. Not only pray for him, but pray for all my family and all going through surgery. I want to let them know that God is able to do anything. And I think I'm going to sing this song this morning. I think it'll fit in just right with what's going on now.
Amen.
Come on in this room. Come on in this room. Jesus is the doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on in this room. Come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is the doctor. He makes out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is the doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's love in this room. So much love in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's prayer in this room. So much prayer in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He makes out all of my prescription. Give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on in this room. Oh, come on in this room.
Jesus.
He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Uncle Joe. We thank you for blessing us, you know, with this song this morning. You know, it hit so deep, you know, in my heart, you know, just to hear you sing this song. Jesus is the doctor.
Yes, he
gives me all my medicine. He writes all my prescription. Come on in the room. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. Amen. We thank you so much. Amen. Amen. So at this time, every single one, we're going to have communion. We're going to have Holy Communion.
Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Yes, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished works there on the cross. At this time that we have all come together, remembering what you have already done for us already. So, Father God, because we remember what you have already done right now, we remember that you have healed us already. We remember, Father God, that you have delivered us already. We remember, Father God, that you have already prospered us in every single area of our lives. We are whole. We are delivered. We are set free. We have a new covenant, a new agreement with you, Father God. We remember, Father God, all that you have done, how your body was broken. So because your body was broken, our bodies are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we take this piece of bread, your broken body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You may eat. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your shed blood. For your shed blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and washes away all of our sins, all our iniquities, all of our transgression, all of our trespass. Because of your blood, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, your precious blood that cover us, we know that we are loved, we are protected, we know that we are yours, and that's how you see us, as yours. White as snow, hallelujah. So we now take this cup, remembering who we are, whose we are, and who you are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you may drink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And everybody that do agree, hallelujah, in prayer, do say amen, amen again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God on today. What can wash away our sins?
Yes.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What can make us whole again?
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Have you taken communion on today? And if you believe that,
remember,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For it shall be unto you this day, amen. Cleansed, washed.
Confess it.
Confess it from your mouth, amen. We're going to have one song selection, and the next what you hear, the message we brought by our minister, Lauren Green, amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Just stay right there with us. Amen. Don't miss it. Don't miss it now. It may just be for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come soon. Fire. Sweet. Perfume. Your heart. Feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. He says, bring them to me. And immediately the boy was cured. At this time, we're going to bring our very own minister, Wayne Green, with God's message in his mouth. A man that is loving, a man that is faithful, a man that is ready, the man that studies the word of God. Hallelujah. Ready to give it in and out of season. A man that's dependable. Amen. He was birthed from a mother that we love so much, Sister Connie Northern, her firstborn. So we present to you no other than the man of God himself with the word of God in his mouth this day, Minister Lauren Green. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Church say amen. Amen.
Amen.
It's such a blessing to be here on this morning or today. And we pray that the message blesses everyone and blesses myself. We're not going to be long. We're coming from the book of 2 Corinthians. The book of 2 Corinthians.
Amen.
The fourth chapter and the eighth verse. The book of 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter and the eighth verse.
Amen.
And it reads as follows. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Hallelujah.
And we want to use for a subject, keep going. Keep going.
Amen.
Amen.
This, Paul was the writer of this letter to Timothy. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Not to Timothy, to Corinthians. I'm sorry. It says the Apostle Paul was Timothy's assistant. Amen. We got it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was approximately 55 A.D. through 57. Amen. Shortly after the writing of 1 Corinthians. Amen. Now, we know that Paul had experienced some things with Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
We all Hallelujah. Have experienced some things with Christ. Amen.
Yes.
I believe that Paul was shipwrecked three times. Twice
Amen.
He was beaten with stripes. Amen. Then he was
Amen.
Thrown in prison. And see, the point about him being in prison, God was able to use him to write a big portion of the New Testament.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So Paul knew that he had a course, and he knew that he had a course, and he knew he had to finish. Amen. And so this is what I want to encourage you on this morning. I have some notes written down, but it seems like the Holy Spirit is moving. Amen. And what I want to say to you on this morning is that God has so much in store for you.
Yeah.
But you have to get into that place of healing. Get into that place to receive from God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Get into that place to receive his blessings. Get into his presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you have lost your fire, get your fire back. Amen. I heard a preacher say that once. He said, get your fire back. Amen.
Jesus.
We got to keep going. Sometimes we can be in the middle of a trial or a test, and that thing can be on us for a long time, and sometimes we get stuck. But I want to tell you, come up out of that thing. Keep going. Don't stop. Amen.
Jesus.
Psalm 23, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That doesn't mean to unpack and stay there. Go through that thing. Amen. Through the valley.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We have to trust God in whatever it is that we're going through. We got to keep going. The Christian race is an endurance race. In other words, it's not a sprint, but a marathon. We are on a journey through life.
Uh-huh.
No matter what we go through, Jesus will bring us out. Our trials only come
to make us strong.
We must keep doing good works for Christ.
Amen.
We are not saved because of our works, but we are saved to do good work.
Amen.
No matter what the problem is, God will work it out. We must yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then when we yield to the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit will manifest in us.
Yes, Lord.
In Galatians 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness,
faith,
Amen.
Against such there is no law. If God's Spirit grows in us, these traits will be in us. As we continue on our journey toward becoming mature in the faith, amen, we must keep going. Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him daily, amen.
Yes,
this is a daily walk. Every day God gives us a new set of mercies. And one of the things I found out that will help you on your journey is that instead of complaining in the middle of your trial, start praising. Start thanking him. Start looking for your way out. Don't look down, but look up. In time, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. God will lift you out of that thing. Amen. But you got to keep going. Amen. I like what Pastor Dorsey managed testimony on this morning. Now, he could have stayed in the bed, but no, he kept going.
Yeah.
And that's all of us. Amen. We got to keep going on this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus ran the race. Amen. In Hebrews.
Yeah.
Well, it says, wherefore, seeing we also can pass around about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Some things is not a sin, but it can be a weight. Amen. Anything that's weighing you down, anything negative, lay it aside.
Shake
it off. Amen. And keep going.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to run with patience. You know, sometimes we get impatient. Amen.
My Lord.
One of the things that will help us in our journey is that sometimes you have to rest a while. Amen. When trouble comes, rest in the Lord. When you're traveling, going a long distance, man, when you're going out of town, sometimes you got to pull over to a rest area and get a little rest before you can keep going on your journey. So there's nothing wrong with resting in the Lord. Amen. And let him rebuild you and refuel you. Amen. Jesus, after he ministered many times, he went away up into the mountain and would pray to the Father and allow God to replenish his body. He was perfect, amen. But he was in his physical body, so his body got tired, amen. But Jesus would go and be with the Father and get refilled all over again. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. We got to get refilled, amen. Pull aside, amen. And sometimes you got to steal away and get that place where you and God can have some quiet time. You know, we are too busy, amen. We are too busy, amen. We're doing this and we're doing that. But you know what? Every day I find time to spend with God. I try to do it before I start my day, which is very good. That sets the tone for the day. Amen. So pull aside and rest in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Get prayed up and studied up. Amen. Keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Yes, Lord.
If we suffer with Christ, we will also reign with him. No cross, no crown. We have a reward for serving God. Amen. You get a reward for running the race. Paul wrote that, run like you're trying to obtain a prize. Amen. The crown of life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Some have given up. Amen. Some have turned back. But in Revelation, he said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Jesus went to the cross for the joy that he knew that was waiting for him going through that thing, and the joy that was going to come, and so many believers and so many people were going to be saved because of his death and his resurrection. That's why he
Amen.
He didn't want to go that way. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Sometimes we get in that point and sometimes we get in that situation and we got to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. God knows best. If God can hang a sun in the sky, if God can put clouds, and if God can make birds and trees and all these different things, and everything is in order, God knows what he's doing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we got to get in God's program. Amen. Amen. Don't have a pity party in that thing. Turn that thing over to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Keep going.
Amen.
Keep going. Keep going. Amen.
Amen.
Old pastor used to say, God got some blessings for you on this side of heaven. Amen. Amen. When a person backslides, the Bible says God is married to the backslider. They don't lose their salvation. But what happens is they miss out on the blessings God has in store for them. Some people are too hard to be a Christian. You got to hold on and keep going. Keep going.
Keep going.
It is God's good will and pleasure to give us the kingdom. God wants to bless you. Amen. And sometimes you say, well, why do I have it so hard? God just wants you to appreciate it when you get it. Amen. That's why you have it so hard. That's why you have it so hard. He wants you to remember him. See, what happens so many times throughout the Bible is when people got blessed, they forget about God. When things are going good, they won't pray. When things are going good, they won't come to church. When things are going good, they won't read their Bibles. But you got to constantly keep a hunger and a thirst for God.
The Bible says, blessed are they which you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Keep that hunger and thirst for him. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Amen.
Pain in your body. Keep going. Good times. Keep going. Bad times. Keep going.
Yeah.
If someone, if you don't see eye to eye, they won't receive you. Keep going. The Bible says that if they don't hear you, shake the dust. Don't worry about that thing. You're not going to please everybody. I found out that it's harder to please man than God.
Jesus.
Man is never satisfied. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
And he said that if you build your peace on a city, they don't receive you. Let your peace return unto you. Amen. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
We got to be like clay. Amen. There's so many twists and turns. Yeah, clay, you can mold it, you can shape it and turn it and mold it and make it. Amen.
Amen.
We got to be like clay in God's hands. Don't fight it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll fight and change. The Bible says that when Jacob was in that place, that desert place, that he wrestled with the angel all the way until daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel hit his side. And then he said, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but your name will be called Israel.
Israel. Amen.
Amen. Change. 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 Sometimes we're fighting change. God is trying
My
to do something
Lord.
In us and in our lives. We're fighting it. Don't
My
fight
Lord.
It. Embrace it. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Amen. Think about a butterfly. Before it becomes a butterfly, it's nothing but an old worm. And the worm goes into a cocoon. Amen. He wraps himself in a cocoon. Amen. From eating all those leaves. And it said that he goes through a struggle inside that cocoon. Twist and turn him. Then all of a sudden, metamorphosis takes place. And then after he comes out of that cocoon, he comes out something beautiful, a butterfly. God is transforming us into something beautiful, the image of Christ. We become a sweet-smelling savior in God's nostrils. We are being conformed to the image of Christ.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Jesus.
Keep on going. Amen.
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 Yeah.
We all have had some disappointments. We've all had some disappointments, but don't dwell on it. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
Amen. If you begin to embrace God, he will give you the peace that passes all understanding. You know, we can't even comprehend God's love fully. Paul wrote, he
my
said,
Lord,
it's like a
right.
peace that passes my own understanding. I can't even put it into words. We cannot even begin to understand the love of Christ. The whole fullness of the Godhead is in Christ. The Bible says that in sundry times God spake unto us by the prophets. But now, in the last days, he spake unto us through his Son. Amen. I'm just about through. The inward man is being renewed day by day. So our outward man perish. The inward man is being renewed day by day. He that has begun a good work will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm done. And so the one thing I want to say before I'm done, before I go, think about gold. How gold is put into the fire. It's pressed and it's pounded. Yeah, when it goes through the fire, all those impurities come to the top. You scrape it off, and then you got gold. And that's what God does to us. Keep going. Amen. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Every single word that left from you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Minister Learn. We thank you so much for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way. I receive that message right now, and I'm quite sure that every single one that's listening to receive that message. Keep going. There's so many places in life that we want to give up, We want to quit. We hate people. But we need to recognize that Jesus Christ have already won the battle. So keep on going. Because he is victorious. You too are victorious. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There might be one today who have never received Jesus Christ into your life. You realize that you are a sinner. But today, this is your opportunity to be right with God. And being right with God means being equal to God. But you can only do that through Jesus Christ. What I'm saying is that the most important thing that you can ever do in your living life is being born again. Amen. Anybody right now that's listening, you realize that you have the opportunity to be born again, and that's your desire today. Will you press one? This simple prayer of salvation, you didn't earn it, and there's nothing that you can do to qualify you. But Jesus Christ, he is the qualification. Jesus Christ have already paid the price. He is the propitiation for you already. He is the reconciliation for you already. He is the redemption. He is the restorer for you already. So if that's your desire today, to being born again, hallelujah, being baptized by water, being baptized by fire in the Holy Spirit. Today is that day. Will you press one today while you still have time? Hallelujah. If there is one that have already been baptized, you already have received Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, but you find yourself in battles. You find yourself in battles in the mind. You find yourself in battles in your body. You find yourself in battles in your home, in your neighbors, in your neighborhood, at your workplace, your marriages, your children. If you know there's something that's going on right now in your life, and it seems like that you are defeated, well, this is the reason why we have Jesus Christ. God said, give it to Christ. Give it to Christ. Go through Jesus Christ. See, this is the issue of remembering what Jesus Christ has already done. Come on now. Will you press one so we can help you? Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we want to help you to recognize something that may have slipped. But see, you got to come in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. I'm a witness. I had a testimony this morning. Prayer changes things. We're not talking about prayer that's going to be answered next year or 2 years from now. We're talking about a straightway God, a right now God. Hallelujah. So if anybody that has something that they need prayer about right now, hallelujah, will you press one? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has already done it. So now let us do it. Hallelujah. Bring it to Jesus. If there is someone, now maybe you have a testimony, this is the opportunity to press one. If there is someone that's looking for a church home, this is your opportunity. Hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to love you. Just like God loves us, we would love to love you. Hallelujah. Supernatural love. Love you through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Love you through the lens of the gospel of mercy, grace, and truth. Love you through the lens of the word of God. Hallelujah. Love you like a mother loves a son and a daughter, like a father loves his son and a daughter. I'm talking about an unconditional love. Hallelujah. I'm paying that bitch good. Because we want you. See, there's no time and no distance in spirit, so right there where you are. Hallelujah. We welcome you to be a part of us. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single one that have joined us today. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you had spoken through the mouth of your minister. Every single word that you have spoken through the mouth of your apostle. Every single word that you have spoken through the mouth of your pastor. Every single word that you have spoken in praise and worship through song in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare that you are our God in whom we trust and great confidence in whom we will rely on every day. So we thank you, Father God, that you have already done it all in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we can stand victorious with you, hallelujah, because of Christ Jesus who resides on the inside. For your word says, Father God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. You say, great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. So we thank you, Father God, that we can stand victorious with you, knowing that every single weapon that have been devised against us, it shall not work. We realize, Father God, that we have your peace. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you. Hallelujah.
We have one that needs prayer today, but the line is not allowed in those. To come through Minister Davina Dudley wants us to pray for her family. So we come right now, one accord, in the name of Jesus. We come, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God standing through his precious blood. We come right now, Father God, lifting up the daughter of this girl, God, your minister, God, all that's in her family, God. Lord, touch the heart right now. We decree and declare that we've been through it for a night, but joy has come up in the morning, oh God. We decree and declare this morning that joy has come, though. We may not understand, oh God, but your words that lean not to our own understanding. But Lord, hallelujah, trust you, oh God. So we lean, oh God, to your will, your way, oh God. So in Jesus' name, oh God, help them, oh God, to seek you, Lord God, that they may find you, oh God. They will not that you will answer to them, oh God. That they will ask, oh God, that you will answer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call upon you, God of all comfort, oh God, to comfort your children right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let peace reign over their life, oh God. Oh, we just want to say thank you for your witness to be absent from the mighty, oh God, to be present with you, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Help those in our family, oh God. Help your minister, oh God, to be able to minister to our family, oh God, that they may hear you and not her, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that will bring healing, oh God, to their mind, body, soul, and spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we said it's spoken, oh God. Mend the tear in our souls on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. And Lord, as we lift up our brother on today, oh God, hallelujah, Larry comes, oh God, Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God. Lord, touch his heart right now, oh God. Repair everywhere we're going, oh God. Lord, see your ordained doctors, oh God, and medical staff up to see about your son right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know you to be a God of turnaround, oh God. Lord, we ask you to divinely intervene and turn it all around for us, good, oh God. We know you to be a healer, Jehovah Rapha. Heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you give the peace and not that of the world, oh God. So we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, let peace reign over us right now. Let peace come and be still. Let peace overtake us. Hallelujah. And hold on to us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we petition and pray with our brothers and sisters this day, oh God. Lord, we ask you to move mighty and swiftly, oh God, concerning everything that we're concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let thy will be done, oh God. Lord, ask, oh God, be willing on today. Hallelujah. So move, oh God. Right now, God. Oh, we need you right now, God. We cry out for your help, oh God. Oh, we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's so
away, oh God. Oh Lord, let it not be long, oh God. Remember your children on today, oh God. Oh Lord, help right now. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for you are our ever-present help in a time of need. When the world's hands are up, when the light is crying out, oh God. Oh Lord, you can deliver us out of all our troubles, oh God. Oh Lord, do it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let our restoration come, oh God. Oh, Lord, the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. But we declare in the courts of the restoration of all things that he has killed, all that is stolen and destroyed. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know you to be a restorer. We know you to be a redeemer. We declare the crown that we are redeemed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we restore better than before. We make it a great deal. We receive and double for our trouble. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, strengthen your son, Joel Washington, today. Oh, Lord, pray the strength, oh God, for his wife, oh God. Supernatural strength, let it be bestowed upon your children. Amen. Supernatural favor and blessings. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, we receive it right there. Glory to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah to your name, Father God. For you the head, oh God. God the Father, God the Son. God the Holy Spirit, we call upon you right now. For the Bible says that the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard. Oh Lord, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, God. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God, that the world and all that believe, we receive it on today, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Knowing that God is able and he's already moving. He's already moving. Hallelujah. It's for you to receive. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to wrap up church service on today, God bless you, Minister Darvina Dudley. God bless you, Minister Lawrence Green. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. Our Minister of Music. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Connie Northern. All that's here in service on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. I guarantee you will see that peace. Nobody can understand, not even yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have our tithes, and we're going to receive tithes and offerings. Amen.
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 Your worship is not
complete
without gift giving. Hallelujah. So we thank God. I actually have a little revelation on that. God has blessed us already. So therefore, we have been blessed to be a blessing. Amen. So when you start looking at it like that, now we understand the reason why God wants us to be a cheerful giver, because he has already given unto us.
Amen, amen. If you have a tithe and offering and you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. Chantel is spelled S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you have bill, you send it to 346-243-0980. That's 346-243-0980. If you need another means for sending your tithe, give us a call at 832-725-8094, 832-725-8094. Amen. The Bible said that God gives seed to the sower. Amen. So we thank God for giving us the seed that we may sow on today. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and that you already blessed us. Amen. That you already healed us. You already delivered us. You already set us free when you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to save us. Amen. So we come believing on today, oh God, as we give, oh God, that you already given unto us. Pressed down, shaken together, run it over, that men shall run and give into our bosom. We thank you, Lord God. Dear Jesus, make us in the ministry of your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply.
multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offers and spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity, as Pastor Nanny said, how it's to be a cheerful giver according to your word and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. Its system is not frugality. You honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless those that give, oh God, and those that have a heart, a purpose to give on today, oh God. Bless them, restore them, hallelujah, to your stewardship, oh God, of your dear son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Our announcements for today and this Sunday service, amen, this Sunday morning service today is November the 21st, amen, 2021, and God is still blessing. God is still healing. God is still delivering. God is still making a way, amen. So we thank God on today here at the Gospel Public Ministry with pastors, senior pastors, Pastor Joyce Emanuel, Pastor Tawanika Man in Houston, Texas. Mondays at 7 p.m. We change our prayer time, you all. It seems like some of us we have to be to work at 6 or 5, not able to get on the prayer call. So we're going to be at 7 p.m. Mondays at 7 p.m. We'll have our prayer time, our intercessory prayer. That's Central Standard Time. If you're in New York or New Jersey, it will be 8 o'clock your time. So you will join us, amen, for prayer, our intercessory prayer line. We'll give you that number here. We can place you on the church line so you don't have to worry about calling the line so it won't be confusion. So at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Please join us. Let's come together in prayer, amen, believing, hallelujah, and watching God do the work. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Amen. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. On Saturday at 12 noon, we have our led lessons. We have our Saturday school led lessons. Amen. 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. And then Sunday we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Amen. Join us then if you would like to come back and invite someone at 2 p.m. This Sunday we're going to run a recap of this morning's service. I believe that all need to hear the message that Minister Lauren Green preached on today. Amen. Hallelujah. So we will run that service again at 2 p.m. today. Amen. So if you missed any part of it or you want to invite someone to hear the word that went forth, roll in at 2 p.m. Amen. To get that message again. It's so much fire and faith. I know when he preached that word, he preached it with so much faith and fire, the Holy Ghost. And I just thank God for you, Minister Lauren, letting God use you, letting the Holy Spirit move in you. Amen. God bless. God keep. God strengthen. You all, we love you so much. We love you so much. God loves you more. That's my husband, and we stay together. Amen. At this time, we're going to pray the prayer of blessings. We're going to release the pastor's blessings. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be here at the Gospel Public Ministries, all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defense. We bless you to increase in words, all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I thank God again for that wonderful message that went forth this morning. God, for Minister Lauren Green, for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in such a mighty way. I thank God for each and every one of you for coming to Sunday service, you know, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody that do agree, do say amen and amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. We love 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 you so much. Cannot love you more than God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless every single one of you. Enjoy your Sunday morning. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Amen. That's right. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.